Studios. This is the New River Valley's local news source, WUVT News.
North Korea launches another missile as tensions rise with the U.S. Clerical error puts Virginia House of Delegates in limbo and a hit and run in Radford. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I am Skylar Atkins. South Korea has informed America that their friends up north have launched a missile that was going eastwards as it passed over Pyongyang. North Korea has already carried out a series of missile tests in the past months, raising tensions with the U.S. South Korea and American military officials are working together to analyze the latest missile's pathway. North Korea has said that their long-range missiles are under development, while South Korea says that their missiles could, quote, hit any part of the world, end quote. The U.S. military called it an intermediate-range missile at the most. Either way, tensions are raising even further now. After the elections, Democrats narrowed the gap in the state House elections in Virginia, bringing the House to a 51-49 from 66-34 Republican-Democratic representation. But there has been a call for recounts in two districts held by Republicans, one where the margin was only 10 votes and the other where Fredericksburg election officials misdirected a significant number of voters to the wrong district. Juanita Pitchford misled 384 voters. Of those, 147 cast ballots in the indirect district. Unfortunately, the register died earlier in April, so there is no explanation on what happened. With the results coming out in the next few days, this could make the House evenly represented or even possibly switch the favor to the Democrats. The Radford City Police Department is investigating a hit-and-run involving a pedestrian. Around 6:20 p.m. yesterday, a pedestrian was struck on a crosswalk at the intersection of Walker and Reese Goldsmith. The 16-year-old female was later transported to the hospital. The vehicle is believed to be a Chevrolet S10, dark in color. The incident is still under investigation. Now over to Andrew with your Hoagie Sports News.
Thank you. I am Andrew Alex, and this is your 90.7 WUVT Hoagie Sports Update for this cloudy Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. In football, the New York Giants announced today that they would promote backup quarterback Geno Smith to the starting role for Sunday's game against the Oakland Raiders. This will end the longest active streak of consecutive games started at quarterback, which is held by Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Manning has started every Giants game since November 21st, 2004, a streak of 210 consecutive games. When the streak ends on Sunday, it will fall 87 games short of the all-time record, held by legendary Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre. Dallas Cowboys running back Darren McFadden announced his retirement after 9 seasons in the NFL. McFadden, a first-round draft pick in 2008, rushed for over 5,000 yards and 28 touchdowns on the ground in his career with the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys. The Virginia Tech Hokies men's basketball team will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at 9 p.m. at Castle Coliseum here in the beautiful city of Blacksburg, Virginia. The game will be played as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. The Hokies enter the game with a record of 5-1. Iowa comes in with a record of 4-2. Lastly, Washington Redskins quarterback Jay Gruden said he does not know whether the team will wear the all-gold color rush jerseys that the NFL wants them to wear on Thursday night against the division rival Dallas Cowboys. Controversy surrounding the jerseys blossomed on Twitter over the weekend, with fans and journalists alike calling the jerseys, quote, ugly. That about wraps it up for today in Hokie Sports. For WUVT Sports, I am Andrew Alex. Now back over to Gabby with the weather.
Thanks, Andrew. Today, Hokies have once again been able to enjoy some much-needed sun. Highs for today are expected to reach around 61 degrees, so get outside and take advantage of the nice weather if you haven't already done so. Winds for today are set to be calm and will pick up to 5 to 8 miles per hour as the evening approaches. Tonight, be prepared for clear skies and lows around 31 degrees. Tomorrow, you can look forward to similar weather to today with sunny skies and a high around 60 degrees. Winds will die down tomorrow to light and variable conditions. Lows for tomorrow night will rise to 36 degrees paired with partly cloudy skies. Be prepared for a slight chance of afternoon showers on Thursday and highs dropping to the mid-50s. As we move into Thursday evening, the chance for showers increases and clouds will cover most of the night sky. Winds will be light and variable. As we kick off the beginning of December on Friday, expect mostly sunny skies and highs near 52 degrees. Saturday and Sunday are projected to continue the fair weather trend with conditions around 50 degrees. But be sure to bundle up at night because lows for this weekend are only expected to reach 30 degrees. That's all from your WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Gabby Rep. Back to you, Skylar.
Thanks, Gabby. It's 58 in the New River Valley. It's 61 degrees in Roanoke, 58 in Dublin, 61 in Marin, 59 near Bluefield, and it's 59 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Skylar Atkins.
Well, hey there, Hokies. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening here at Squire Student Center. For those of you just now tuning in or otherwise unaware, you are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg. I'm JB3, and I am here to ask you one simple question. Do you like jazz? We've got our weekly jazz hour, well, nightly jazz hour, right now from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. So call in your request to 540-231-9888. Sorry, only jazz music, I know. But for those of you out there who are new to jazz or would like to discover a new genre, this is a really great time to do some relaxing and find some enjoyable music. So we're going to start off, as we always do, with some Al Di Meola. Here is Sequencer.
dry, but the varmints left behind. Some took up to die. Trouble took to daddy like dewdrops take to night. Mama took to crying a lot, and daddy took a while. And I took a train out of there.
Took a train out of there.
I told the engineer I don't believe his no. Heaven help the tie that binds a family.
Heaven help the tie that binds a family. Heaven help the tie that binds a family.
Flowers took to daddy, and daddy he took to gum. Sister took to black real nice, and mama cried alone. Brother he took up preaching, and the bank man took the farm. Mom away, she can't do herself no harm. Then I took a train out of there. I told the engineer, I don't believe there's no
helping.
Heaven help the tie that binds
the family. Train out of there.
I told the engineer I don't believe there's no happy ending.
The Hokie Bike Hub is a service open to Virginia Tech students, staff, and faculty. They are a self-service bicycle workshop in the ground floor of the Perry Street Garage that is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. They are staffed by experienced mechanics that are there to help you learn to repair and maintain your bicycle. For more information, you can call them at 540-231-2116 or email at gettingaround@vt.edu. That was just Nina Simone with The Family. Thank you guys for tuning into this evening's Jazz Hour. I will be on here until 7 o'clock tonight. Right now, we have got some sheer beauty of Pierre Bensusan. Here is The Voyage for Ireland.
Thank you. Texas.
Well, this is usually about the time of the evening that I introduce some new music to you guys. Just want to remind you real quick, please call in your request to the station, 540-231-9888. I will be happy to accommodate you. I will answer the phone myself, and we can even have a nice little conversation. We can, you know, talk about music or other stuff, if there's other stuff to talk about other than music. I doubt there really is. But right now, we've got some new music from Tom Guarna. He is a jazz guitarist. His new record is called The Wishing Stones. This is the final track off that record. This is called Native Tongue. Hope you guys enjoy. ¶¶
Love-wise, you're perfect. Touch-wise, you thrill me. Tender longings fill me every time I take your hand. Face-wise, attractive. Smile-wise, appealing. This contented feeling can't be hard to understand. Your sheer delight and much too nice to break up with. But should we fight, you'd be such fun to make up with. Dream wise, so haunting. Heart wise, so giving. Life is worth the living, 'cause you made it plain to see that love-wise, you're perfect for me. Break up with, but should we fight, you'd be such fun to make up with. Dream wise, so haunting. Heart wise, so giving. Life is worth the living, 'cause you made it plain to see that love-wise, you're perfect for me.
Studio Collective is a student-run design journal. The journal is published once a semester and features professional and student work. Studio Collective is looking for new team members that have experience in fields related to design, writing, editing, public relations, and more. The interviewing process begins late November. For more information, visit our website at www.studiocollective.org. That was just Weather Report with Havona, preceded by some Nat King Cole, Tom Guarna, and Ray Charles. Right now, we have got one of my favorite jazz musicians, the late, great Chet Baker. Here he is with I Fall in Love Too Easily.
I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. Still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past. Still I fall in love too. Thank you.
All right, well, we are about halfway through our time together. For those of you just now tuning in or otherwise unaware, you are listening to WUVT-FM Blacksburg. This is JB3. I have been your loyal host for the last hour and will continue to be for the next. That was just Billie Holiday with I Can't Give You Anything But Love, preceded by Chet Baker and The Weather Report. Right now, we have got our first request of the evening. Might even be like the first request of the semester, if we're being honest, which is good. It means you guys like what you're hearing so far. No complaints, no alternative ideas. But anyways, here is a request from my pal Megan. She called in wanting to hear Under a Blanket of Blue by Ella Fitzgerald. We have got that right here, and we've got a special edition that she sings along with Louis Armstrong. So Megan and everyone else, I hope you find that enjoyable. Here you go.
Within your